my intellect, and my resources to help me get through certain situations instead of trusting God. I'm not saying I have an overabundance of any of these things, which makes it that much sadder that they're what I'm relying on. I spend a lot of time worrying and trying to figure out how to handle certain circumstances and totally discount what God may have to say about the matter. I mean, really, He's only the creator of the universe and knows minor details like the number of hairs on my head and stars in the sky. How could He possibly know about my huge problems here on Earth? What does He know about navigating a daughter through her teens? That kind of mentality should make you feel a bit sorry for me, considering I've been counting on my own intellect, and if that train of thought doesn't show how limited my intellect is, I don't know what does. But then I remember something I heard one time. Don't judge circumstances by what we see, but by what He says. I've held on to it ever since. What are any of our earthly problems compared to the unsurpassed sovereignty of what He says? Another way I've heard this thought expressed is that trusting in God is believing in His heart when you can't see His hand. It's easy to believe in His goodness when all is right with our world, but what about when everything isn't all right? What then? It helps me to stop and remember that the God who led Moses, the God who protected Daniel in the lion's den, and the God who kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from burning alive is fully capable of handling our problems right here in the 21st century. He has seen it all, and He rules over all. He's still mighty, He's still on the throne, and He's still leading His people where He wants them to go, even when the path looks scary and dark. He knows the way even when all we see is darkness and fear. And when we stop looking to ourselves and look to Him,